Good Tuesday morning, church. It is so good to be with you again. This morning we will be in Psalm 120. And, again, God's saving word for today is prayer. Psalm 120 is a collection of Psalms, 120 through Psalm 134. And these are known as songs of ascent. To ascend up. Jerusalem is built on hills, and the temple was located on the hill called Zion. And Psalms in this collection, Psalms 120 through Psalms 134, Psalms in this collection were probably sung by pilgrims as they were going up to Jerusalem for one of the major festivals. Most of these Psalms are short, and would have been easy to memorize. Like this psalm today is only 7 verses long, and yesterday was like 14 verses or 18 verses, something like that. So they're short and would have been easy to memorize. Today's psalm describes a situation of strife for which the writer seeks God's help. So today, Psalm 120, and its title is A Prayer for Help. When I was in trouble, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Save me, Lord, from liars and deceivers. You liars, what will God do to you? How will he punish you? With a soldier's sharp arrows, with red-hot coals? Living among you is as bad as living in Meshach, or among the people of Kedar. I have lived too long with people who hate peace. When I speak of peace, they are for war. Today's key verse is Psalm 120, verse 1. When I was in trouble, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. You know, as I was looking at this psalm today, I was thinking of St. Peter in the Gospels when he and the other disciples were out fishing and a storm came up, and they saw Jesus walking on the water, and they were all afraid that he was a ghost. They knew for sure they were going to die, and so Jesus comes to them to settle their hearts. And Peter, you know, he gets this little spark of faith, and he says, Lord, if that's you, then bidst me come to you. Sometimes this King James, gets me a little confused. And so Jesus says, well, come on. And so Peter gets out of the boat and takes a few steps, and unfortunately his attention was diverted away from the face of Jesus, back to the wind and the waves crashing around him, and he began to sink and would have ultimately drowned, and he just very quickly ushered up a prayer, you know, Lord, save me. And Jesus was right there to take him by the hand, to lift him out of the water and bring him into the boat. And, you know, those short, quick prayers, are the ones that, you know, God seems to be right there for us. I'm glad that Peter wasn't a long-winded, prayer, because he might have drowned if he prayed like some folks that I know. They have to go through all the King James language and the these and the thous and all that good stuff. And, Peter just bypassed all that. Lord, save me. And that's how Psalm 120 begins. When I was in trouble, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Save me, Lord, from liars and deceivers. You know, I think a lot of people, they don't spend time in prayer because they have a misunderstanding of what prayer is. And, you know, prayer is not trying to convince God through your many words or your, you know, fancy multi-syllable words or whatever, trying to convince God to do things your way. Prayer is just a conversation, with your God, with your Father. And so keep it simple. Just like you were talking to a friend, just like you may be talking to your, you would have talked to your mother or your father in years ago to just speak, Mom, I want to go outside. Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, I'm, you know, that's how we used to do when we were kids. And that's what our Lord wants to hear. He wants to hear a everyday type conversation with his children. Well, God bless you, church. Let's go ahead and pray. Whenever I'm troubled, Lord God, I trust that I can call on you and that you will hear me. Protect me from those who seek to deceive me and lead me astray. Merciful and loving God, help me to speak words of peace today. I thank and praise you for your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. God bless, church. We will see you tomorrow.